US Czech political parties roll out their campaigns for the Senate election next month, supporters of gender equality are worried that not enough women are making it into the upper echelons of Czech politics. The nonprofit organization Forum 50%, which advocates equal representation of women and men in politics, have recently launched a campaign titled Time for Change that will try to get 30% female candidates on every political party's ballot. I spoke to Jana Smigels-Kavková, the head of the organization, about how quotas can work in the Czech Republic, the presidential elections next year, and how her beliefs are reflected in her personal life. I started by asking her what her organization is trying to achieve with the new campaign.
The campaign, actually, its aim is to promote quotas as a tool that really helps to get more women into decision-making procedures, mainly in politics. And actually, maybe I wouldn't be so optimistic as to think that we would already reach 30% of the ballots in the upcoming elections. I guess that's too late. Promoting quotas is a more long-term goal, and we think that the level of understanding of quotas actually are and how they really work is quite bad in our country. So the aim is also to explain to broad public what quotas actually are, how they work, and that they're not something undemocratic, and that it's a common tool that is widely used around the world to get more women into top positions in politics. And the campaign should be an awareness-raising campaign, but also it should prepare ground for us to lobby for adoption of quotas among politicians. So we are targeting the broad public at the moment, but of course, at the same time, we plan to work closely with the politicians.
According to a poll that I think was done about 2 years ago, around 86% of Czechs would like to see more women in politics. So obviously you have the popular vote on your side. Do you have any politicians who are already negotiating with you and will possibly be for these changes in the future?
Yes, we have some contacts among the politicians. Unfortunately, the only party openly supporting quotas, even legislative quotas, is the Green Party, which is not in the parliament at the moment. But we also negotiate with other parties, and for example, Social Democratic Party. There are some people within the party who would favor this proposal, but there are also people who are against it. As for the other parties, the situation is even much more difficult and complicated. So there's rather a huge resistance against quotas among political parties and among the politicians, both women and men, I have to say.
This is a system that has worked quite well in a lot of Nordic countries, but how do you envision it working in the Czech Republic?
Basically, there are two types of quotas. You have quotas for the results, which is like reserved seats, and that's not a very usual thing. They exist, for example, in Rwanda. What we want is the other way. It's quotas for the list of the candidates. So let's say it's the quotas that regulate the starting point of the elections. Our idea is that there should be certain minimum level of candidates of both genders or sexes on the ballots, but saying, for example, at least 30% of the posts or places on the ballots should be occupied by men or women. So we also think it should be like gender neutral. Might be in the future that men will need some support, who knows, because the goal is really to reach some kind of balance. But there's also another important thing, and that is ranking order. There should be a rule also stating, for example, that every third person on the list should be of the opposite sex. This is, for example, how the Green Party does it, which actually means every third person would be a woman. In the Nordic countries, they even use a zip system, which means that you have always like a man-woman on the list. But this is too ambitious for our country. So our proposal would be at least 30% on the ballots. And what we wanted to suggest was on the first two positions of the list, men and a woman.
Right now, in the lower house of the parliament, there are 22% female MPs, which is around 40 women.
Exactly.
This fall, we're going to have elections for the upper house. What are your predictions about how many women at least will get onto the ballots and would get into that upper half of the ballots?
Well, the electoral system is different for the upper house. So there's a majoritarian system. So there's only one candidate for each party in each district, which is usually less favorable for women. The majoritarian system is more difficult for women to get elected. And also, if you compare the representation of women in the two chambers of Czech parliament, in the Senate, it's 18.5% at the moment, while, as you said, it's 22 in the Chamber of Deputies. So it works differently. And it is also impossible, by the way, to have any kind of quotas for this kind of electoral system. And the parties are almost ready now with nominating their candidates. But as far what I've heard, there are really not many female candidates, and usually there are around 5 electoral districts where there are only men running in the elections for the Senate. So there are always some regions where you actually have no choice if you want to support a woman because there are only male candidates running for the elections. So I think it's going to be similar this year. And maybe what's interesting, in the last 4 elections, the proportion of women that were nominated as candidates for the Senate is getting lower and lower with every elections. But despite that, a number of senators that are women is increasing. So we can say that women are successful despite the fact that their parties don't give them the right chance.
In 2010, the party that had relatively high number of female candidates besides the Greens, the party that actually made it into parliament, was the Public Affairs Party. They had not only a lot of female candidates, but a lot of very visible,
beautiful and young,
beautiful, young, and with a lot of political potential. Their party has managed to sully its name. And in a lot of the scandals, of course, the focus was never primarily on the women, but a lot of the women are involved in the scandal somehow. Do you think that has generally worsened public opinion of women in politics, or has it had no effect?
Well, I hope it didn't. But you're right that we had actually many questions from, especially from the Czech media, asking exactly the same. Doesn't this mean that people will, you know, stop supporting women politicians? But we always say, no, it's nonsense, because of course we don't say that all the women politicians are always kind of angels, and they have the same right to be average or even bad politicians as men are. And everybody's used to that. Every week you read a new scandal about some male politicians, and we are used to it, and nobody questions whether this means that actually men as a sex shouldn't be in politics because they failed. So this is very unfair, and it shows clearly that we have kind of double standards for men and women in politics. And at the moment when a woman fails, everybody's saying, oh, look at her, this means that women actually are not good enough to be politicians. So I hope it didn't damage the good name that female politicians have in our country, but I would say it didn't.
And of course, there's a very strong and very popular woman, Miroslava Němcová, who is the speaker of the lower house. And I think she's managed to really keep her name clean, and she's very well respected, which brings me to a question of the next elections, which will be the presidential elections in January or February of next year. A lot of new things there. But one of the interesting polls that came out in the summer was that at least more than half of Czechs would prefer a female president rather than a male, which was quite interesting. First of all, does that really mean that the public opinion is on the side of more women being in politics? Another question is, why now, when already people are announcing their candidacy and there are at least 6 female candidates who have expressed their interest, the top 3, there are still only men. Yeah. None of the women have made it up there. Why is that?
Okay, I'll start with the first question. I really think that people have high hopes when it comes to women and their role in politics. I think they're also really at the moment fed up by the political culture in our country. I think everybody's kind of disappointed in politics in general, and they really hope that women might bring some kind of change, which I actually think they would, maybe not because they are better, but because simply if you would have more balanced share of women and men, and then I think the whole way how parliament works would change. So that's one thing. I know that people really strongly support the idea of having more women in politics. You mentioned the opinion poll. There were several opinion polls, which all of them showed quite clearly that there's really massive support of the idea of having more women in politics. To answer your second question, for example, Miroslava Němcová was originally one of the possible candidates for the presidential elections, but somehow she changed her mind. Nobody really knows why. I think she could have quite good chance to get to the second round. And as for the other women candidates, I'm afraid there's no strong personality that would be strong enough to get enough attention, to get enough support. Many of the women are not very well known among the people, and who knows, maybe there might be some new people still appearing and running in the elections. I don't think so. I would really love to have a first woman president, but I think we should focus maybe on the next elections and try to find some strong woman candidate, and already now start looking for one. And I think then we might be successful. Mm-hmm.
And then just your name, of course, right away kind of tells us that you really do truly stick to your beliefs. You have not only taken your husband's name, but also kept your name. And you didn't add the Ova. Normal Ova to your husband's name. Are there other things about your personal life that show your belief in equality of genders?
So the things that I actually fight for in my work, I try to, or I do them in the same way in my personal life, which means that I have one son, one child, and we share the responsibilities for his upbringing with my husband. So I spent only half a year on maternity leave, which is very short for the Czech standards. And afterwards, I came back to work only part-time, and my husband also went working part-time. So we really equally shared, you know, work and taking care of our son, which is something quite unusual for our country. Well, also besides my work, I'm involved in other, let's say, political and feminist activities. So my work is not only a job for me. It's really some kind of personal belief that I really stand for.
Thank you so much for coming.
It was a pleasure for me. Thanks.